Hey everybody, welcome to The Andrea Show on Anchor. If you haven't yet, follow me on TikTok at The Andrea Show. You'll see tons of content. I've been doing it for a few years now and absolutely enjoy it. But what I can say is this, that I'd rather be here on Anchor. I'd rather podcast. I'd rather be more in a controlled setting. TikTok seems to be like a loose circus with me in it as a performer in the political realm. If you guys don't know what political TikTok is, it's basically a group of people who dedicate their content towards political, you know, issues, cases, and awareness. Mostly, I feel like it's a humanitarian, voluntary thing that I've grown to love because, you know, you can't really get into politics without educating yourself on history. You just can't do it. It's just not appropriate because you could be very, very much manipulated. And when I mean by that, I mean that there is an agenda from the leftist and the right wing party that is so profound that it's really hard to ignore. Unfortunately, there are lies on both sides. But what I have found is that both sides, left and right, seem to continue to enable to divide our country. No one on the left or right seems to be able to find some type of common ground. If I can do that for just even one person, I feel that I've done my job. You know, to be in TikTok and not really know a lot of things about politics, you know, about 3 years ago, I didn't even know really, you know, a lot about, you know, presidential history, you know, as far as the Civil Rights Act from 1965, the Emancipation Proclamation, I believe from 1865, and just the Black Code and the Jim Crow law. And it just kept going, redlining, and just even up till now, police brutality, mass incarceration. It just seems that racism is embedded in almost every single thing, a part of our culture here in America. And there is a benefit, you know, because I don't understand why anybody would want to continue on with this ignorant type of ideal that anyone is a certain way because of simply the way they look or simply the way that they were, you know, born. And yet the LGBTQI community has been so successful at, you know, igniting this movement that is meant for people to have their own identities and to not box people in, and so forth. So what I don't understand is how is the LGBTQI community so successful, and yet, you know, the African American community and people from the BIPOC community still deal with racism at such a high level. You know, there's definitely some type of lack of education, whether it be left or right. And there's definitely not enough leaders in order to stop the mess. My grandmother used to always say this to me. She used to say, "Stop the madness," all the time. And I hope I can do that here. Now, let's get into it. It's getting late now. I'm a little mumbly jumbly, but hang out with me for a minute. For the last few days, I've been completely indulged in this Kyle Rittenhouse case. I took some notes just to give you a little reminder, even though I did talk about this last night. Which, if you are following me here on Anchor, I do plan to do this more because I'm just losing my spiritual light doing TikTok. It's just really eating me up alive to see so many people still be racist in this country. And they seem to attach themselves to people who advocate for our communities. It's kind of ridiculous, but here we go. So with the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, I just want to remind you guys that his mom dropped him off there. He's not from Kenosha, Wisconsin. His mom took him to a riot, which I think should be something that's brought up. I mean, essentially, we are responsible of our children. And when your children do something bad in society, I really feel like it's the parents' fault, to be honest. She dropped him off, and now she's playing victim here, although her son killed two people and injured one and could have hurt more, to tell you the truth. Nonetheless, I did find out today that a AR-15 style rifle is not an assault rifle. So I'm going to try to fix that. But I'm pretty sure I read it somewhere. Nonetheless, it's still a very, very dangerous, deadly weapon. So I don't know why the style or type would make a difference. It still did the job, which was kill Anthony Hooper and Joseph Rosenbaum, who was mentally ill and threw a plastic bag and got 4 bullets through his body. But for some reason, people still say, well, he's a hero. He, meaning Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old that should have never been at a riot, a BLM riot. By the way, did you guys hear what the court said? Well, not the court, but Anthony and Joseph Rosenbaum and Hoover's attorney said about his personality online. Like, he really gloated about the gun. You know, this is something that he liked to, you know, parade around. But, you know, to sit there and say you're going to go to protect the building and do everything but that is kind of mind-boggling. But hey, right? He was hunting because, you know, they're trying to drop a charge because you're not supposed to be under 18 and have a gun. But now they're trying to drop it because they said, well, hey, it was hunting season. Well, what the heck was he hunting at night at a riot? I mean, that really doesn't work for me. But, you know, they're going to try everything. And let's not negate the fact the gun wasn't even his. The mere fact that you even think that you could pass a gun to somebody who isn't licensed to carry, even for hunting, is mind-boggling. Or just passing someone's gun. You shouldn't be able to just give somebody a gun. But sure, we'll play the game. Well, what is the reason for him to go to a building, right? What was the reason? You know, I mean, what kind of investment did Kyle Rittenhouse have for this building? You know, what is this obsession with people trying to protect these buildings? Do you work for the building? Are you the owner of the building? Is this like your favorite? I mean, this is a car dealership. I mean, they freaking jack us in price. I mean, these are capitalists. Like, why do random people who have no affiliation with these businesses care so much that these buildings are going through vandalism and things of that nature, when I for sure can tell you this, that insurance does cover some of these things that they're worried about. It's kind of mind-boggling. Anyways, my fiance told me today that he thinks that Kyle Rittenhouse will get probation, and a lot of people think the trial will be acquitted. I think that that's kind of what I'm thinking too, because, well, hey, this is America. If you are a 17-year-old white boy who cries in a court and says, well, I'm a victim carrying a rifle with 30 plus bullets, you know, of course you were defending yourself. Yet Travis Scott can't even perform, hire ambulance, police officers, things of that nature for a venue that had over 50,000 people. Crowd surge happens. 8 people die. It's all his fault. All he had was a mic. Nobody defending Travis Scott. You know, just imagine, let's just flip the script real quick. Imagine if this is normalized, right? Imagine if a black boy underage grabs a gun from a friend, okay, any style really, doesn't matter, goes to a BLM protest. Now it's a riot. What you gonna do? What are you going to do? Because America's saying, hey, if you have a gun that's a deadly weapon and somebody even chases you, they have the right to pop you in public. I mean, this isn't on somebody's piece of land here. This isn't a robbery. This is like just civilian walking in the public, civilians walking in the public. Let's normalize that, right? What kind of message is this going to send, right? Either way, it's kind of mind-boggling, the type of responses I've been seeing on TikTok, just people just really being aggressive about this. And I just want to tell you, if you are the type of person that makes people think that because they are fighting for civil rights, that they're race baiting, you have got to be kidding me. Mere fact is, this country was built off of racism. Systemically, it's still using racism to profit and to divide us as a country. So, I mean, if people fighting to end racism is race baiting, why are you biting the bait? That's what I really want to know. So mind-boggling. I mean, mere fact is, if you're not an anti-racist, you're a racist. And anybody that's fighting movements that promote for anti-racist policies, anti-racist movements, anti-racist ideals, well, anyone that would even refute that idea would be somebody that's a part of racism, which is just, you know, having an advantage as the dominant race, right? Making everything in society pertaining to in the United States of America, I'm just talking about here because I don't know about other places, up to their standards. Like, it's just not okay. You know, what might be right to you might not be right to us. You know, not all people think alike. You know, and that's funny how a lot of people that are black conservative say that. Well, I'm black, but I'm conservative, and not all black people think alike. Well, not all people think alike, just in general. So why do we have to constantly assimilate, right? So with that said, I just want to remind everybody that the end goal should always be to make our society, our country, better. We really need to get back to the basics of our country, of unity. The United States of America has the most wonderful flag. It is the United States of America flag. This flag means unity. This flag means hope. This flag means freedom. So anybody even trying to change our flag is really ballsy, Donald Trump. Apparently the new American flag is not exclusive, it's inclusive. That's not the American way. Have we forgotten what we've have fought for over these years? You know, the Civil War happened already and the North won. So why are you waving a flag of the losers? Right? It's kind of amazing to me. We'd be like, well, it's my heritage. Well, is it? If it is your heritage, then why are you waving it and parading it around? If you want to celebrate your heritage, then you have a meal. Okay, you sing Kumbaya at the table. You cook a good dinner, right? Italians do it the best. You know, I mean, I just really feel that some people think that we're dumb in this country. It's just kind of amazing to me. Either way, I just want everyone to understand that justice is meant to prevail, you know? And I have to say this, I feel like it does after all these mandates going on. Now the Constitution has been enforced, right? Saying that, mandating the world, go look it up. Look right now, all mandates have been halted because I believe it went to Congress or something. And they said this was unconstitutional, and we all knew that. You can't force the whole world to get something that's not even 100% effective, right? I mean, just think about the ideas of creating these vaccines when viruses mutate. That's what they do. But they thought we weren't going to do our homework. So they thought we're going to continue to just keep getting vaccinated every 3 months, every season, like the seasonal flu. That's like a guaranteed money in their pocket. Come on, man. Got Pfizer, all these companies, all these big pharmas making all this money off the whole world. Whose idea was this? That they weren't going to just vaccinate people that need it or people that, you know what I'm saying, wanted it, but to enforce it to literally every human body. That's really aggressive. Really aggressive, knowing dang well some people would not respond with good responses. Some people would have adverse responses like myocarditis that is affecting 12-year-old boys, but they don't care. And society has shown that they don't care. So many people died from the COVID, and I get it. Having a vaccine was a good idea. But when you do your research, you realize that this is not just any vaccine. This is a very particular, unusual vaccine, mRNA vaccine. This is a new science, right? And they didn't know, and they still don't know what the long-term effects would be. You know, it only took a few of them to pass away. And yet I haven't got the COVID. And if I did get it, I didn't know I had it and have been fine. I mean, can we normalize being healthy instead of normalizing going straight to a drug? I mean, our body is pretty amazing. It can do amazing things without man's intervention, man's drug. But that's just my opinion. With that said, I'm going to leave you with this. We need to learn to forgive. We need to learn to love more. We need to learn to be kind more. We need to learn to be patient. And I believe that we need God more. We need God right now more than ever. And, you know, there's things people saying like, there's going to be like a one world religion somewhere in Dubai or whatever. I don't know. But what I do know is that God said, and this is for anyone really, if you don't like God, before I'm already done with this segment, which is just me just revisiting Kyle Rittenhouse and my thoughts about it. Also Monday, just so you know, I believe it's going to be the final closing, so it's going to be pretty interesting. But you know, God says to live in this world, not of this world, right? And something that I read in the Bible just recently made me realize that God says to not waste your time on people that don't receive his word. And I feel like I've been doing that a lot on TikTok. I've been spewing my heart out to people, trying to convince people to stop being just mean and evil and careless. You know, clearly what happened with Travis Scott, people just don't care. They just want to blame people. People just want to be reckless, but somebody's going to be to blame. It's not going to be them as a whole. It's going to be one individual that they pick out. So with that said, I'm going to share something from the Bible just to give people a little understanding of the power of the word. And I like that I highlight my Bible. This is Corinthians. Just bear with me. Corinthians 1:20. So where does this leave the philosophers, the scholars, and the world's brilliant debaters? God has made the wisdom of the world look foolish, since God in his wisdom saw to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom. He has used our foolish preaching to save those who believe. It is foolish to the Jews who ask for signs from heaven, and it is foolish to the Greeks who seek human wisdom. So when we preach that Christ was crucified, the Jews are often offended, and the Gentiles say it is all nonsense. But those called by God to salvation, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. The foolish plan of God is wiser than the wisest of human plans, and God's weakest is stronger than the greatest of human strength. So we can't even fathom God's capabilities. So I'm going to challenge everybody that came here somehow, I believe by destiny, that you try to understand that God's got to figure it out. We don't have to fix it. We don't have to heal everything in the world. That if we just let it go. Give it to him. Let him handle it. Trust and believe he can. Because like he said, even the strongest or the wisest ain't even close to what God's got going on. So I'm going to try to remember that. I'm on TikTok jail till Wednesday. I'm going to try to remember that I don't have to continue to fight. I'm done fighting on TikTok with people that are ignorant. Joe Rogan now making a mockery of Rosa Parks. I'm not even in the slightest bit able to even understand why somebody with that big of a platform, number one, what podcast probably in the world would say and laugh. Well, he didn't say it, but he laughed, and he definitely enabled this guy to talk crap about, you know, a woman who helped my people be free. The fact that you even have to run away from white people in those days because they consider them property, chattel, is just mind-boggling as it is. It's really not a joke when you enslave a race, right? And then tell us to shut up and or get out of here. This is not even theirs. You know, this is the Native Americans and they're still hurting. You know, I just feel like like, this is just really not right, you know, here in America. It's just not right. Our history says that things are imbalanced. And I just pray right now that God can just hear the ones that truly believe and grant their hearts' desires in between. As the world is going crazy, as the world is going psycho, I pray that I just become very successful in my own right, get my dream home, and just have the peace of God until the day I die with my dogs and my kids happy. And when I'm sitting in my beautiful home next to a fireplace speaking to my grandchildren, I will read them the Bible and read them, you know, the history, the true history, and tell them how far I've come and tell them that God is the reason and my faith. You know, just stay grounded, y'all. With that said, I also want to say this. Adele killed it tonight. She came back with vengeance. Yes, skinny and a voice of an angel. So hello from a new side, because she ain't playing no games. She can sing her heart off. Every song had power. Adele, if you ever hear this, you go, girl. And for everybody else, good night.